That's what we're ready to begin this session. Thank you for coming to my talk. Speakers, just to be honest, we always have a lot of everyone's not at the same talk. We don't say that. I have very well here, and it is very helpful. So it's funny. Andrew's talk provoked questions, so I'm going to put my questions out and my answers to you now, and then we'll get on the small topic of the business question about my section, and I think there are also a place for aesthetic criticism. Once indeed, that is a good question. Those papers, but they come from the William-based culture. He distinguishes in there in his tradition from the classical medieval Renaissance world, the philosophical tradition, that distinguishes two acts of the intellect that I think can maybe help us solve this problem. The one act of the intellect that grasps beauty and its unity, just as it is, can also be the truth of the act. And I am at the risk of correcting the depth of your question, this is ending the conversation in this direction. That is why I am understanding of where we want to take certainly the intellect participates in all the senses, emotions, sexual faculties, as we call it, of taking from beauty. I'm concluded on what Peter said. Whereas the rational intellect would be the province of aesthetic criticism at the proper point. And these distinctions of knowing and the distinctions of knowledge and the acts of the powers of the individual are very important questions. The question that Peter is really doing is we work in Aristotle and the promise is planetary. I mean, this can go on and so on and on. But it's very, very helpful, at least in the context of the world. Maybe I don't know, but how there is a place for aesthetic criticism. But we must recognize that it's the rational intellect at work. It's not what it is, it's something across the process of beauty. So, good to great is the problem that he first gave me. Typical of Andrew, he's changed that several times. The problem is that teaching classical Andrew applies to wages. He's in a class somewhere in the program, in the same title. He doesn't even know who you are, or I hope you are, some food for thought and this constellation. That we're talking about. And this has a place too. But now there's a psychological and a psychological point that I'd like to make that I hope is not offensive. I have a parallel situation at the preface of this morning. I gave a talk last year in Denver to the Colorado Catholic School Association. And I began my talk by saying that I didn't believe in my children, which is a real cheap rhetorical trick. And of course, I don't qualify that that was a theoretical proposition. I used as my text in the Salvation of Man speech by Jacobs and Martin White. Got up from the infant to childhood. Part of the whole thing that I returned to the part of childhood, glowing, warming, turning the statue, slowly like a snail, went off to school. It doesn't matter who taught me, I don't know where to go. But it's a definite, that's an immutable principle. It's operating in a two or two hands to good. Traditional throughout centuries, so school doesn't get to learn. But I do believe that. I think literally what he explained. Christ is his own. How he refers to his paper. That's what we have necessary. And so I think of it, I think of it. In this setting, I'd like to say, I don't believe in teaching great books beyond high school. The great book movement of the last generation didn't so much fail as well, and not because of any defect in the books. Here, the vast book has been formed instead of the happy world's best phrase. But like champagne and cracked bottles, the books went flat and minds which lacked the habit of truth. To change the figure, it seems true that the cultural soil had been depleted. The seminal ideas of Plato, Aristotle, Augustine, and Thomas only properly grow in the magic of ground saturated with fables, fairy tales, stories, rhymes, revolves, and adventures. The thousand books of Greg, Francis, Stevenson, Nicholas Scott, Dumont, and others. Now, Joe Sanger is probably the first to make that observation. Take you back a little bit to the section for the beginning of the Republic, when Socrates tells him how to turn off to the spectrum of justice, just to keep it collapsed, the circle of justice to turn off is all of a sudden. He's reminded that there was a sister over the convinced to go in the process. But in the tale, it's not just at least just one page. But he says that education, these buildings are to become a part of the king. In the night, he says, this is one of the stories, poems, and songs. We must construct all the mysteries and matters to tell the story, sing a song, poems. Now, that's not just a little quaint idea. It's just voice. And then, that works with good that it seems possible here on some of the stories. We're encountering, when we read that section of the Republic, the first and greatest document on education in the Western world. So we may disagree, but we need to have to get some qualms to our instruction. Socrates meant for that to be foundational. However, the rising to dialectic, rising to philosophy, and then, of course, to the philosophy of teaching, those stories of history. Or prohibition to the teacher of experience. The senior also needs to be discovered from the modern world about how to look at image of a cold rock. For example, the first part is just boots off the large part, but I'm not going to fall in there. The next thing, it's not going further, and the right part falls away into the sea. And of course, there's a cow that goes on to the earth. Where like the traditional views of the earth, this was the head of all organic. In fact, this is basis for both those things and analogies and all those up to clear principles of thought that we are never losing that child. That analysis, but you keep it, it's all there, it's all there. And the one of the things I'm talking about, my friends and I, is that The clue is to not speak toward your answer. Rather, speak toward the question. And because my mission is kind of certainly a parenthetical to my topic, that it has a parallel with giving your books to children, to students, to whom, in other words, overwhelmed by these numerous and difficult passages that Aristotle or Plato, they will opt for some kind of judgment or some kind of form of analysis that they don't want them. It's too much. Another thing I can and the second problem I see is that the study generally has choice. Faith is this physical work, not any of the objects. To think they know, because I've heard some of the other people, and I'm going to be talking about some of them, to protect someone. To create a framework of a disrespectful line of thinking. The other is a standard. This is just too hard, and we'll never return to Plato and Aristotle. But that's the problem. So, looking at generalizations of all sorts of things, and we are in the community, probably an exception to the line from the society. That basically has a food for that. Not necessarily problematic. And the reason we had a long conversation in our culture, Andrew, we didn't touch on that, but it's first talk this morning. And we have to return to it. This is my second point, and that is the one about the loss of reality, the perception of reality that is something. Which would quote, why can't we be the objects? And I think this is what you were saying. Discussions and arguments about free will, ideology, and so on are important. But I think rethinking why we really have attention to students that are in touch with reality is a bigger question. Because after all, as I assume we all have talked to them, whether it's the same traditional person of the Western world, it's already presented itself. We don't have to describe it in some sense. We do have to talk about it in our education. Other students are just about going through the motions. But it seems to me that the larger students are the ones that are telling us the purpose. About how to get by when you're starving. But why is this reality like this, or this perception of it? Well, I think it's going to be all kinds of reasons for it. We move from an agrarian civilization to an industrial one, industrial one goes to the technological one. I'm sure you all have this, but it's going to be there are many points, another example is doing a full course course last year, and being going down. So, a super kind of balance, that work we want to go down. of yours, a heart for love, are all fastened to your hand. So it's that far. And I would follow you, and I would look at such a good story. Thank you. having his first home as Israel. What's right? As I said, I am not part of this part of the story. I use that line of come into the light. What is it that saw that something has been lost? There's a point of thing in the world. So we all perform a covenant prior to the end of the stage. So if you mean that you hold to this question, or to speak to this thing, you can not hold to
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.